This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey, you sneaky freaks. Do you like this show? Do you want the full 360 experience?
You know you do. Just go to YouTube and search for Sex Talk with My Mom and watch us.
You are listening to a pleasure podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.
Let me tell you what my friend decided to call me after this.
What?
Dr. Dildo.
Why?
Because I know a lot about dildos.
Well, why? Sometimes they're way too big.
You don't have to put the whole damn thing in there.
It's uncomfortable to talk about sex, but sometimes it's important to get uncomfortable. Sex Talk with My Mom is the best mom-son podcast about sex.
It's the only one as well.
My mother is a cougar.
My son is a clown.
In a nutshell, my dad died, so my mother decided to create a YouTube channel all about sex, like all mothers do.
And then my son decides to use my material in his stand-up comedy routines.
And thus, Sex Talk with My Mom was born. Welcome to Sex Talk with My Mom. I'm Cam Poder.
And I'm Karen Lee Poder.
That is my lovely mother.
Listen, how are you doing today, son?
I'm doing quite well, although, what did you tell me? My hair is a little greasy right now.
Yeah, it wouldn't have hurt if you washed it.
I have a haircut later. You ever wash your hair before going to a haircut?
Why wouldn't you make the haircut after we're taping? Why wouldn't you do it before?
My hair looks horrible after I get a haircut.
Okay, never mind. Anyway, how's everybody doing out there, you little sneaky freaks?
Let's just jump in with the question of the week. The sneaky freak question of the week this week is, what's your go-to line when sexting?
Do you have one, Cam?
Well, first of all, can we define sexting?
That's what I was going to say.
Is it the text that gets you in the mood for sex, or is it actually having sex through text?
No one. Who has sex through text?
I do.
How do you have sex through text?
What do you mean? Jerking off. She's jerking off. Fucking texting back and forth.
That's what you're talking about?
That's what I interpreted sexting to be.
I was talking about just the verbal like foreplay.
Yeah. How often do you think people are doing what I was describing?
More than you. I think a lot of long-distance relationships do it.
That's what I'm thinking.
Or even if you're in the same town and you just can't get together, you can do it, I guess.
Exactly.
But
You don't need to worry about STIs or pregnancies when you do sexting like that.
That's true. It's a very safe way to have sex.
That's right. I love that type of shit. Get the fantasy going. Oh, yeah. Why do you look stunned?
I did not know that you do these kind of things.
Yeah, I fucking have a life outside of this podcast, mother.
I never knew about this.
So yeah, I can do it. Why are you so fucking shocked?
What goes on when, who are you sexting and when?
I'm not going to tell you who I'm sexting, neither on the show nor after the show, so don't ask me about that shit.
Okay.
And second of all, I'll begin and just say my go-to. So there's something interesting when you're having sex with someone through text, which is that it's hard to coordinate when you're coming. You see
what
I'm saying?
And not to mention, it can get all sticky on the keyboards.
What keyboards? It's a fucking computer. It's an iPhone or a phone.
All right,
there's no keyboards.
What do you call the keyboard on the iPhone? Your iPhone gets sticky.
Your screen. You're not jizzing all over the screen.
I don't know. Maybe you're jizzing your hands and then you're touching the screen and it's getting all slippery.
It's very hygienic.
You put lube in there.
You're not putting lube anywhere.
All right, anyway, go on.
But so I figured out a way that actually allows you to kind of, because if they're having an orgasm, you have no clue if they're actually having an orgasm. Like, you're not saying I'm orgasming as they're orgasming. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you could say I'm about to come. I can't believe you're doing this.
What do you mean you can't believe it?
I never knew that you were doing this.
I have a freaky side to me. I've told you this for many years.
All right. Okay. So anyway, go on.
So in one solution that I figured out, is you can do a countdown with them. You see what I'm saying?
No.
You count down 10, 9, 8, and then you end up knowing when the other person is having an orgasm. You
know, how does that other person know exactly when they're going to have an orgasm?
You know, they're building up. They're like, I'm almost there. And then there's like a countdown.
You're sitting there with a stopwatch?
No, I'm fucking texting that shit.
You're texting 10?
Yeah.
What is going on?
That's what's going on.
All right, so you figured out to do the simultaneous orgasm while texting. That's I'm pretty impressed.
Thank you. Fucking some support over here.
I had no idea that this was all going on.
Yeah.
All the while, I'm thinking you're making garbanzo beans and
I'm also making garbanzo beans while this is happening. It's a timer, a countdown for when the garbanzo beans are going to be ready as well.
I feel bad for this person.
Why?
Because the person's on such hype. You're probably going, I have to get to work. I'll make this happen within 10 seconds or we're done.
Excuse me. No. This is right towards the end, so we're able to communicate when it's happening.
What was the buildup? Like, what's your opening line?
Something like, I've been thinking a lot about you recently or some shit like that.
That's the opening line. How did that person know that means I want to start getting naked?
I don't know how the whole fucking thing started.
Is there one person or are they multiple people that you're doing this with?
No, over my life, there have been a few. A couple.
Sexting has evolved since I first started dating.
I don't have ongoing. Okay, anyway, just fucking let's move on because clearly we got caught up right off the bat.
I want to know about the foreplay aspect. Like, how do you get to the point where you're like, okay, let's do this?
Oh, you're acting out a whole scene in your mind.
You have to say something to each other besides 10, 9, 8, 7, 6.
Yeah. I'm sucking you off. You're sucking me off. I'm looking there. The fingers in the mouth. All sorts of shit.
Are you on FaceTime when you're doing this?
No, it's just through text.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Jesus Christ.
Well, you know, when I was single, and I don't think that many married people do this, by the way, but unless they have like a long-distance marriage. But when I was single, sexting wasn't even that big of a thing because there was like the flip.
There were no text messaging?
It just started.
It was just starting.
Yeah.
I don't think that's right.
Well, maybe I was just older.
Also, you could have done this while you were in a relationship.
I said that I'm just assuming that you're in the same household. You're probably not going to be doing a lot of that mutual masturbation because you're in person.
Yeah, I don't know. Is preparing for the night ahead, I think it's great foreplay.
That's what I'm saying. So that you can do foreplay, but not the whole act of sex.
Right, right. That's fair.
So I wasn't even thinking of that. But I could just tell you that one time your brother caught me.
What?
When I first started, it was on AOL chat.
No.
Yeah.
Why?
Does this count as sexting? I guess it does because it's not on a phone. It's on a computer.
Okay. We'll let it pass for now. But
I didn't know that the AOL, like that rings in the, and wherever I was, also rang into his computer.
Oh.
Or maybe it was like the family computer. I don't know, but whatever it was like we had I had started texting with this guy who'd never even done it before. So most of the texts were from him.
Oh God.
And your brother, I guess, saw it and thought that somebody was like hacking into my account. I felt so bad for him. He was like, I think someone's trying to like sexually molest you through He was like 11 or 12. He just read this stuff. And I'm like, oh, I don't know who that is. I'm going to have to block that.
Oh, God. Oy. Yeah. I don't like that at all.
So that's maybe why sexting is not the greatest thing to do when you have kids in the house.
Well, so do you have a go-to line when sexting?
Yes.
And this is the sexting as foreplay, not the sexting as sex. Yeah.
I just got out of the shower.
That's it.
That's it.
I just got out of the shower.
Because that immediately gives the other person an image of you naked. Or with a towel on you.
I don't, yeah. That,
feel
that
free,
makes
sneaky
sense.
Freaks. If you want to use that, go for it.
Well, let's turn to the sneaky freaks and hear what they have to say about this.
Are you saying that you never got caught sexting?
Who's looking at my phone?
I'm just saying no roommate ever walked in when you were doing it or anything like that?
Don't have roommates. No.
You got all these problems solved, apparently.
I got it down to a science. Our number is 310-356-3920. That's our text line. Give us a text. We're going to send you a question of the week every week. This question is, what's your go-to line when sexting? We got a response from Maddie. You want to read it, Moat?
Sure. I know this is typically associated with body calls.
Booty calls.
Oh, sorry, booty calls. I know this is typically associated with booty calls, but it usually starts with something like, you up? I'm bored. ... I feel like it's a little juvenile, but it's so much easier to be sexy and forward in person. Ha ha.
You up on board. That would turn me on. It's very cliche, but the fact that someone's thinking of me in a sexual way at night. Oh yeah. That would get me going.
So that's a good one.
Maddie, that's a good one.
He gives that a thumbs up. What does Victor have to say?
Victor's from Durham, North Carolina. Love your podcast. Heard this line on Instagram a few days ago. Give you a hickey with my dick, call that shit a dicky. What is a hickey with one's dick?
Like a mark.
A mark.
Like a mushroom stamp. Did you ever hear of that?
I've heard of a mushroom stamp. Why do you know mushrooms, too?
I know all this because I'm in a relationship with someone who is obviously up on the lingo.
Okay. That's good. All right, Victor. I appreciate that. The love from North Carolina.
A
and also
with a dick is the same thing as a mushroom sandwich.
I hope you're doing a lot of dickies over there.
Okay. Well, who else? Kevin, what does he have to say?
Kevin says, I go to the old, reliable, straightforward classic from the film Same Time Next Year. The scene where Ellen Burstyn. Who's that?
She's the lead.
I don't know this movie. You know this movie?
Oh, yeah. I love this movie. Every year they have this sexual encounter.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And they don't, for the rest of the year, they're both married. This is what I remember.
Oh, it's an affair that they do once a year.
Yeah.
Okay.
I actually wanted one of the guys that I used to hang around with prior to being involved in my relationship. I said, we should just do this every year, once a year. Neither of us did it, though.
Oh, I think it'd be a little complicated, huh, with your relationship right now.
And his relationship and kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, Ellen Burstyn walks in clad in hippie chic and seductively asks, I love the scriptures over here. So, you want to fuck? Straight to the point. Zero miscommunication. I often use that line when I text my wife.
Kevin, you little sneaky freak.
So, you want to fuck? What if someone texted you that? How would you respond, Moot?
I would be like, now?
And then you'd be down.
I don't think so. No, it depends on where now? I'm at. I'm in the middle of taping a podcast now.
Now?
It really depends on where I'm at.
I would be very preoccupied. If someone texted me that right now during the podcast, I'd be very preoccupied.
Especially if you didn't know who they were.
What do you mean? He's texting his wife.
I know. I'm just saying.
All right. We got Brian who messaged in. You want to talk about the server daddy, what he would say?
Server daddy says, I grab your ankles and drag you to the side of the bed. I spread them and kiss you passionately on the lips. Grabbing your wrists, I place your arms above your head and ask you to keep them there. I kiss downward your neck, breast, stomach. Raising your ankles, I kiss your knee, up your thigh, and find my way to your clit. Well, Brian is a good little writer there.
He's a good writer, and this is what I'm talking about.
It's a very long text, though.
Yeah, there could be a series of texts, but this is the type of, like, you create the fantasy, you know, both jerking off at the same time to this image, you know? By the way, is it such that, like, we all have the same sort of, because I've written some shit like that before.
Look at you, you little sneaky texter.
But what I'm saying is, are we doing all the same sort of shit every time?
Well, apparently not, because some people say, so you want to fuck, and some people do the whole intimate...
Yeah, but I think, like, during a sexual act, they look very similar.
I think it just depends on the relationship. If you're just the chemistry. Starting to date or...
Oh, very interesting.
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm going with over here?
I've had a couple of bad experiences with sexting where I just didn't... Sexting has to be a mutual thing.
I'm not talking about sexting. I'm talking about sex in general. Are they all looking the same? This instructional manual is very similar to how I have sex, I think.
Well, maybe you and Server Daddy have a lot in common.
But don't you think that maybe everyone's just doing kind of the same motions over and over again?
The same sex story?
Same sex story. Maybe the thing that changes is the energy, the connection between the two people.
Or maybe it's different people.
Yes, fucking different people. We're fucking different people.
I'm just saying maybe it depends on if you're monogamous or you're a serial dater or whatever.
You're two ships in the night right now, mother.
Why?
We are not on the same page.
All right. Well, what do you think it is? That everybody's having the same sex?
I kind of think so.
Well, how about this? Maybe that doesn't apply to me.
Okay. Maybe this. All right.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You want to read Lisa's response? You always identify with what Lisa's
saying. I do. It's been a while since I have sexted. See, I'm agreeing with Lisa on that. But if I'm going to let him know I need some, I probably put it straight forward and say, I need you to dick me down good. Yeah, Lisa. See, Lisa and I are on the board.
I need you to dick me down good.
Yeah. Lisa, I'm going to use your line.
Dick her down.
What does Courtney have to say?
Courtney says the kids are going to bed early tonight, winky face.
Yeah. I mean, I think kind of these kind of things, these little foreplay texts and things like that, they're just foreplay. You're taking them all the way to the end result. Some people that are married, they just use it as foreplay.
Server Daddy was on the same page as I was.
Yeah, maybe he's also in long distance.
Yep. Anyway, when you had children, yes. Did you put me to bed early so you can go fuck?
No.
Thank you.
I never did. I always thought that's when you wanted to talk the most, was late at night when you're ready for bed. So
never once. You didn't pass one night of talking to me late at night to go fuck.
Because your dad would fuck no matter day or night, so it didn't really matter.
All right.
So no, I don't remember that as being an issue.
Okay. All right.
Otherwise, you'd be blaming it on me that you have some sexual repressed shit going on and you have to go see therapist.
Does it sound like I have some sexual repressed shit going on?
Apparently, you got a whole little life that I didn't know existed.
Thank you. Fucking been telling you this for years.
A little sneaky perv.
Sage says, I have heard that I'm a very creative writer. Not sure of that. I essentially just put the man in the mindset of actually being there. It works every time. That's what I'm fucking talking about, Sage.
No, that's what I'm fucking talking
that's
about.
That's what I'm talking about. She's going through the whole making up the fantasy, the image that everyone can be part of.
Okay.
What are you talking about?
I thought you were talking about like the step-by-step, the way we just read it earlier. She didn't say she goes through like throw me up against the wall and dick me down.
I don't see what you're saying. What are you saying?
I am saying that you said everybody has the same kind of text. And I'm saying that I think girls may text differently than guys.
Okay. In what ways?
I think you were being very specific in techniques. And I think the women are more like saying, do you want to do it or not? So far. We'll see.
Hasn't been my experience. Mr. Bean wrote in here. What did Mr. Bean write?
That's a big question mark. I guess he just, his life is a constant sext.
It was just a question mark. You know, he's been messaging me a lot.
And he's been messaging me as well. Mr. Bean is on a messaging quest right now.
Yeah, what did he say? He said something kind about me celebrating Christmas or something recently.
That's very nice. Can we continue on?
I think he said you are loved to me.
Oh, that's very sweet.
Yeah, and let me pull up this discussion I had. Oh, yeah. He said, I am loved. And then he sent me a picture of him in a woman's wig. And then I said, you are beautiful. And he said, thanks, sweetie. 22. Would you like a supersized that for a quarter? I said, I'd like a vegan Big Mac for a dinner. And he said, nice.
Can I just say that you are speaking in a different language than the rest of us? It's like English is a second language. What is going on there?
I don't know. Mr. Bean, the Bean Brain and I are on a whole
brain
new...
Bean Brain is sick. Go put some Pop Rocks up your anus. Let's go continue. Christian says, I want to see you ride a big, thick cock until you come all over it. Okay. Right? Christian's getting right to the point.
And not necessarily his big, thick cock, just a big, thick cock.
That's a good point.
Yeah, that's a good point. Claire says, hi. Ha ha, I pretty much always pull this one out if we're talking about oral. I say, I want to feel you hitting the back of my throat. For me, this applies to partners with penises. I feel like sexting is about imagination and fantasy. So even if I'm not doing a lot of deep throating in real life, people seem to respond positively to that during sexting. This is weird to admit for some reason. I don't think it's weird to admit. I've been saying this the whole goddamn show. It's all about the imagination and fantasy. You know, you're always about the imagination fantasy. Right. I'm surprised that you don't use this in your sexting.
Maybe I might start, but I don't think I'm going to say that one. I don't want to give ideas.
I want to feel you hitting the back of my throat.
See, I think that a lot of this comes from porn.
I don't know if I like the sensation of hitting someone's back of the throat.
Well, most guys that watch porn think that girls do because that's what they see in porn, but they don't realize that that's probably not the most favorite thing to choke on.
Yeah, I don't think choking is usually a very comfortable activity.
It's not.
Yeah.
So, but it could be erotic to guys listening to it.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Claire, I think if it works for you, it works for them, it works for everyone, you know? I support this.
I like Joseph's.
Joseph says, my go-to line is, if you keep being sassy, you'll get a spanking.
Like it.
I like that as well.
He's doing a little poppy thing.
A little poppy. That's a good line. I might steal that one, actually.
And lastly,
Jordan, definitely something like, I can't wait to feel you get hard against my ass as we cuddle. That's a visual. That's a visual.
Yeah.
That'll put me in the mood. Why do you feel so I'm looking at your body language. It looks like you're ready to tell the news right now. You're very prim and proper over here talking about fucking sexting.
All right.
Does this make you uncomfortable, this conversation?
No, I guess I haven't really sexted in a while. I think I may have to start doing it.
You're out of your element.
I'm out of my element.
Wow. For someone who's constantly sending TikToks, you could be taking this time and sexting D's instead.
Maybe there's a reason I don't want to sex D's right now in the middle of the day. Maybe it'll get his mind off track of working.
Okay.
I want to keep the mind on work-related subjects until later.
Speaking of texting.
Yes.
First of all, I want to thank all of their sneaky freaks for messaging in.
Yeah.
We love you guys.
And I bet there's a bunch more, too.
You make our days with these texts. If you want to text us, give us a text at 310-356-3920. Do you have any tips? I see you wrote do's and don'ts for texting over here.
Well, this is not... I went off on a little tangent.
Well, what do you mean you went off on a tangent?
I started thinking about texting in general, some do's and don'ts.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah. This is just general texting do's and don'ts?
Yes. Okay. Don't text at 3 a.m. I made the mistake of giving my number to a guy and he texted me at 3 a.m. and said, what are you wearing?
He's trying to fucking sext right there.
I know.
You weren't in the mood?
I didn't even know who that was.
What? Who are you giving your number to?
When I first became single, I did not realize that you don't have to give your number out to everybody.
Oh, Jesus.
I was very naive.
Oh, I'm very sorry to hear this.
So I made the mistake of giving this out to some rando, and the rando calls me at 3 a.m. and says something like, what are you wearing? And I'm like, get the fuck off my phone.
What am I wearing? I made my fucking underwear in bed. Well, I guess you shouldn't say
I will
underwear.
Not say I'm in my underwear in bed either. I'm under a full parka.
Yeah.
I mean, and zipped up with a lock at the top. So anyway, that was one thing I came across.
Okay, very good point.
Don't always get the last text. Leave a little up to the imagination.
Oh, a little play hard to get.
Yes.
So this is more of like the old flirty texting type of thing.
Flirty texting.
Okay, this is not sexting. This is flirting texting.
Yes.
Okay.
Don't use improper grammar.
Okay.
Like
obvious.
There and to. I hate that.
To.
You know, the different types of two.
Okay.
There.
Yep.
You know, I can't stand it.
What do you think about the U and just putting the U
I'm fine with abbreviations and stuff, but I'm just saying I don't like when someone spells there wrong.
Okay. Noted. There. Get it down.
Don't fight over text.
Don't fight over text.
Very bad idea.
Bad idea.
Different words have different connotations and nuances, and you can get yourself in big trouble when
completely
you didn't mean
agree
it.
With this one.
Yeah. Don't say, hey.
What is that?
I don't like that. I think it's immature.
Hey is for horses?
Yeah. I just don't like hey.
What do you mean hey?
I get that all the time in my DMs. Hey. Why would I answer that DM?
Okay.
It's a never mind. All right. Don't send dick pics. Obviously, we don't need to go into why.
Okay.
Flirty.
Can I ask you something? In the context of, say we're doing, say I'm in the sexual experience over text, you think it's an appropriate time to send a dick pic or no?
It's a consensual thing that you need to know.
Hey, do you want a dick pic?
If you're like in a long-term relationship and I say to my boyfriend, I'd love to see a dick pic, that's one thing. But if you're in the beginning stage of a relationship and you just send a dick pic without any kind of... consent and ahead of time or even suggestions that you want that's offensive. I didn't like it when this guy at a pool in Vegas that I gave my number to because he was going to hook me up for a VIP line.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
A dick pic. I'm not even
why
sure.
Why is he
what
doing
it.
That?
It was so offensive that I almost reported him.
Him to who?
And to the dick police. I don't know. The dick pic police.
The dick pic police.
I want to do some do's.
Okay.
Do be flirty.
Oh my God.
But don't come on too strong.
Okay.
And don't be needy. That's disgusting. Don't
oh
be.
Oh my God.
Don't be judgmental over text. Just do it.
It sounds like you're doing some judgment. Yeah. What is all this judgment?
Because I've had it all come at me. Do suggest plans over text. And I know that you've in the past said you've come up with these great plans. You come up with
I'm a planner.
Yeah, well, you're a planner. I think that's nice that someone takes the bull by the horn and makes some plans. And do be appreciative over text.
Like what?
Like say thank you if someone does something nice, like empties a dishwasher.
Oh my God. This is such a corny list. It's
unbelievable. And the last one, in case you didn't get, don't play games.
What is the book called right here?
That's right. Fuck Games, Date Cougars.
Fuck Games, Date Cougars. You heard it here first, folks.
By Karen Lee Potter. That's moi.
Don't play games, date cougars.
There might be a section in sexting in that book, actually. But you can get it on Amazon if you're interested.
Fuck Games, Date Cougars.
Yep.
Unbelievable that you wrote a book called Fuck Games, Date Cougars. Okay. All right. Thank you for that list of do's and don'ts. I feel very well equipped to have a whole life on texting now.
I'm glad that you learned a little bit from your old mother.
The old broad?
The old broad. Sounds like you can teach me a few things, apparently, Mr. Purvey.
I realize, you know, Mr. Purvey. I will say there is something very weird after you have one of these interchanges where you're having, you know, you're basically having sex through text. Why is it okay to have phone sex and not okay to do text sex?
Who said it was one was better than the other?
Well, you're calling me Mr. Purvey over here.
I'm just teasing.
Yeah, but that's shaming, you know?
I don't mean to shame you.
I'm going
to
continue regardless of whether.
I'm actually proud.
You're proud?
Proud of your perviness.
God damn it, mother. It makes it way less fun when you're fucking proud of it.
So you're going to stop sexting because of me?
Yeah, I'm going to stop this. My mother would be too proud of me for doing this right now. Anyway, it's very weird after you have one of these conversations. Especially you're looking at this countdown. Oh, jizz. Yeah. Okay.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Jizz.
Just a bunch of fucking
all over
water.
The room. Oh,
all over the room like a geyser.
Just out of curiosity, why wouldn't you FaceTime? Why would you just do it over the...
That's a good question. Maybe next time.
And you're texting. You're not even
maybe next time
calling.
It's a FaceTime.
Why wouldn't it be? Even a phone call would be better, I think.
I don't know. It ended up in text form. I don't know. Sometimes I've used the voice message. It's very hot. There's something when it's not fully seen, there's more and there's a delay. There's some mystery that builds up.
Oh,
it's good.
Yeah. I didn't like one time I was doing it and the guy fell asleep.
What?
I thought he died altogether.
Is that real?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Why would I lie to you?
I don't know. When were you just were shaming me for sexting, and now you're saying you were doing it and the guy fall asleep on you.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Okay. Anyway, it's very weird the next day to go back to a normal conversation with this person, and you're seeing no acknowledgement of the prior fucking dirty-ass messaging for the past hour.
But maybe the guy fell asleep because he whacked off and fell asleep.
That's exactly what happened.
I'm sitting there waiting there going, where were we? I was in the middle of a nice discussion.
No, she's got to come first even during texting.
Bless it. Yes, God, you're right.
Bless it.
Absolutely right. Anyway, go ahead.
It's very weird to go back to normal texting the next day. You know that?
Well, has that happened to you?
Yeah.
I didn't like when I told you when the guy ghosted me the next day, so I certainly wouldn't like if someone's... Well, sexting the next day is okay. I mean, sexting and the next day...
Just like texting back to normal?
It's okay.
Okay.
Why were you doing that? Like, why wouldn't you... Be with the person if you're next.
We're in separate locations.
Oh, separate locations.
So you texting. We need two different text lines, basically.
Yeah, like two different phones.
Yeah.
One for sex and one for like, let's talk about work.
There actually is an app that I know of. It's called Amorous, and you can check it out at amorous.net.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It kind of functions like this.
It tells you how to sex?
It's kind of like a separate channel for sexting between the two of you.
Like a Discord channel.
It's kind of like a Discord or a Kick or something like that.
There's just so many new ways of...
Connecting
or disconnecting.
Disconnecting. Okay, anyway, what's going on in your life, mother?
Just an interesting thing happened to me the other day. I was walking at night down in Hollywood
with
a couple friends.
Yeah.
Literally almost tripped over a guy totally humping the shit out of his jacket or sleeping bag or whatever.
Oh, no.
Just like a rat jacket, like a jackrabbit. Like, I don't know what was underneath him, but it wasn't a person. It was just, he was just like going at it.
Like a dog.
Yeah. And you're like wondering, do I walk around? Do I look at it? Do I step over it? It was uncomfortable.
Oh, wow. What did you do?
I grabbed a hold of one of the girls and we just ran.
Oh, my God. You know, Hollywood has got a bit of a problem with...
You think?
Yeah, there's a lot of people on the streets, unfortunately.
I've seen one at the ATM machine. I've seen one, a lot of them on the ground.
Yeah, it's very sad.
It's intense.
It's honestly very sad.
I guess if you don't have anywhere to live and you want to jack off...
That's right.
You got to do it and where you got to do it.
Yeah,
but
also...
could have gone into like an alley, maybe.
Mom, I don't think this is the most mentally stable person.
Anyway, and then I had another thought.
Mm.
You know, I have a lot. One of my friends asked me to bring her. This happens, I'm sure, to everybody. But my friends know what I do, and they asked me to bring a vibrator.
Okay.
And I said, okay, I'm going to give you one of our new air pulse stimulators. It stimulates oral sex. She goes, no. I want the rabbit one. I go, well, I don't think I got any rabbit ones, but I have a bunch of ones that I've tried like once.
Oh, God.
And she's like, I don't want any of your used vibrators.
Yeah.
And then I thought to myself, I bet there are people out there that do want my used vibrators.
Oh, no.
Because what does one do? I don't need 20 vibrators.
I hope you sterilize it.
And I don't want to throw them out.
You sterilize before sending?
First of all, I found a brand new unopened rabbit to Good. Send to my friend.
Good.
But then I started thinking, if people are paying a lot of money for used panties, think how much money people would pay for used vibrators.
This is a business, Mom.
It's a business.
That's a fucking business. The question is, you can get in trouble with, I guess that.
There's bodily fluids.
There's bodily fluids. There's some biohazard shit going on.
Isn't that the same thing with underpants?
I think so.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm.
Well, if any sneaky freaks have anything to say about this, let me know.
That's a business idea. That's $1 million business idea, Mother. You're just giving away out there.
Yeah, the problem is I don't have 1 million vibrators. I just have a few extra ones.
Well, no, you make a marketplace where you can sell these types of things.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you very much for sharing
that. I thought I'd just share a little bit about my life, and that was the first thing that came to mind other than football.
You know, I bought someone a vibrator as a gift.
Recently?
Yeah, and I didn't realize it's very hard to pick out a vibrator for someone without knowing the size of them and the size of the vibrator and what
First
would
of
work.
All, that, it depends on the type of vibrator. Let me tell you what my friend decided to call me after this.
What?
Dr. Dildo.
Why?
Because I know a lot about dildos.
Well, why? Sometimes they're way too big.
You don't have to put the whole damn thing in there.
I felt like it was a waste of money because it was way too big.
Well, I mean, it depends on if she wants to do it by herself or you're with a partner or do you want to, you know, it depends on if she just wants a clit stimulation, she wants an internal, external. My
well,
friend
how
was
am
very
I supposed
specific.
To fucking know all that
you
shit?
You send her to Dr. Dildo.
You're not going to know that shit.
I know all about it.
I'm not going to send a girl I'm seeing to my mother and say, you got to talk to her about which vibrator is right for you.
Well, and she's missing out on Dr. Dildo's personalized advice, customized advice.
Jesus Christ, man.
I mean, no one has an intimate knowledge of vibrators like I do.
I know, but you don't know the intimate knowledge of their vaginas.
I agree with that, but it also doesn't necessarily have to go all the way into the perfect fit.
Like Why not the perfect fit?
For example, a fleshlight.
Yeah.
There's not like a certain type of fleshlight that works for better or depending on your size. It just all
No, they have adjustable fleshlights and shit like that.
That's another good sales idea.
That already exists.
Oh.
All right.
Well, anyway.
Is it time for Mom's News?
Mom's News.
Mom's News. Mom's News is the segment of the show where my mother shares earth-shattering, groundbreaking, need-to-know info.
Well, I know this happened a while ago, but one of my friends recently told me about this, and I thought I'd go on a deep dive and look it up, and it's fascinating.
What
fascinating
do you got?
Stuff. Chris Jones is a football player, okay? This is in 2017 during Combine, which is I think it's like Combine must mean like...
Just not Columbine.
No, not Columbine. No, it means like I think they're preparing, they're practicing.
Okay.
So Chris Jones's penis came out during the 40-yard dash at the 2016 NFL Combine.
How does the dick come out?
And he'd do it all over again.
What do you mean he'd do it all over again? It was a purposeful dick coming out?
Yes. Not really. But now that it happened and he got so much attention because people were calling him Big Dick Jones.
How did it come out?
Well,
running?
I'm just going to read you a little bit of the article. A highlight of last year's NFL Combine was when Chris Jones ran his 40-yard dash and his penis popped out of his shorts. It was very embarrassing, but Jones made it to the NFL anyway when the Chiefs drafted him in the second round. So I guess he wasn't even an official player. Maybe because he had this dick that popped out, he was able to get a better draft choice.
It's a good move, but also I've never been running, and maybe it's because of the speed I'm running at or the size of my penis, but I've never run to a point where my dick pops out of my pants.
I know. Well, he wasn't wearing those tights. He was wearing shorts, which he goes on to
say. I wear shorts all the time.
Well, apparently that's why Chris Jones is you know, he's kind of like, he says, whatever you do, do it all balls out.
Wow, I like that. You know, this brings me, this leads beautifully, actually, into the segment of the show that you've all been waiting for. the segment of the show that you sext to your partner to get them in the mood.
Oh.
The segment of the show where that gets you so hot and bothered you need a countdown to come.
Oh, my God.
And it's Cam's Uppers.
Cam's Uppers is the place to be. Fun living is the life for me.
It's Cam's Uppers, the segment of the show where I share something near and dear to my heart, something that my mother typically finds...
reason to do balls out.
Or...
boring.
Or...
snoozeworthy.
It's Cam's Uppers. So as you know, Mother, this weekend I went dressed as a bee to a brewery.
Couple breweries. I would suggest you don't share that information.
I woke up to my friend asking me if I wanted to be a bee.
I didn't get that.
He had 9 bee costumes.
You need some weird, you got to get some new friends. Okay? You got weird friends.
I thought you were going to say need new costumes.
No, you need new friends.
New friends.
Because they're bad influences on you.
So he woke...
That's not a good way to pick up women.
I'm staying at his house.
Let me just ask.
I went with women dressed as bees.
I just want to ask our videographer, Joseph.
What? Oh, God.
Would you consider that to be a good way to meet women? To come to a bar dressed like a bee? Not on Halloween, just in general.
No.
That was a negative. So
I would say don't knock it until you try it. Because we did get a lot of attention.
Yeah,
you know?
Not the attention like that you want to get.
I didn't give a flying fuck. My friend said, you want to come as a bee? I got a beekeeper outfit. So he was a beekeeper. We had 9 bees.
Did they have a lot of leftovers from Halloween and they were trying to get rid of it?
I have no clue why he had the bee costumes. But anyway, we got a tarot card reading at the brewery dressed in a bee costume.
Oh, my God.
And the tarot card reader, we pulled this card called the Dangerous Pleasure card.
You got this?
Tuberose. Yeah.
Maybe it's dangerous because you get stung by a bee.
And on the card, it says, the secret to reaping the greatest fruitfulness and the greatest enjoyment from life is to live dangerously.
Well, hallelujah. You've been doing that for the last 2.5 months.
That's right. That's a quote from Friedrich Nietzsche.
Oh, Nietzsche.
Nietzsche. And
a famous philosopher.
Yeah. I've been doing this more recently, sharing drinks with people. Living dangerously.
You're just going nuts.
I'm going fucking crazy. Going to the bar dressed as a bee? That's pretty dangerous.
I don't dangerous. Know if it's dangerous. It's fucking just weird. Downright weird. I mean, I don't think anybody would call it dangerous.
You know, people were coming up to us and they said, well, what's the deal over here? Why are you guys bees?
And you're like...
And I said, I don't know. This my friend woke me up and said, you want to be a bee? And we were bees.
Well, you came over to our family dinner walking in like a bee. And I said, what are you doing? You said buzzing around. I don't even think you said buzzing around. I think you said bumbling around. And I thought to myself, what the hell happened to him in Argentina?
No, these are friends that were here. I would never have gone as a bee in Argentina, actually.
Why?
I think it's a little weirder down there.
So you consider this living dangerously.
This is living dangerously. Anyway, people would come up to me and say, why are you dressed as a bee? And I said, my friend asked us to be bees. And then they said, you know, you got a very fun friend group. That was like... A majority of responses were like that.
Oh, that's nice.
One person said she was traumatized by having to be in a bee suit at one point.
Yeah, I don't think people...
It was triggering for her.
Yeah, because some people are scared of bees. So that may not be the best thing to dress like.
Oh, yeah. We had stingers, too.
It's just like, I never understand like when teenage boys are still dressing as Superman. You know, something's off.
off.
And you guys in your 30s dressing like bumblebees, something's not right.
I want to thank everyone for supporting the show.
I do too.
You're listening, you're rating and reviewing mean the world to us.
If you like some dangerous things in the future, please join us on patreon.com/sextalkwithmymom.
Patreon is a way to give us a financial gift every month. It could be $5 a month. It really helps us out. It keeps our lights on in this dope-ass studio. Shout out to Dr. Self Tapes.
And by the way, I recently... did what I promised, which was we had a lot of responses to one of our sneaky questions, and I put it on the Patreon only page.
You did?
I did. And so if you guys want to see what all the other responses were,
I'm shocked. I'm fucking floored right now.
I have to try to remember what the question of the week was, but...
The sex tape one. You wrote it down here. It literally says put up sex tape responses.
I did. I put up the sex tape responses.
Did you cross out everyone's name?
I erased everybody's name except for the first letter.
Wow. Look at you, Moot.
I followed through, peeps. So you follow through and join us on patreon.com/sextalkwithmymom. And you too can get the extra responses and be included in it.
You'll also have access to our exclusive Discord channels and
patron parties.
Our patron parties that happen on Zoom once a month. We love it when you join us there. We have a wonderful family there. And I think it's time to sing them out, Moot.
And let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and having Cam dress as a bumblebee.
It's good. I think it's very good when you rhyme with a word that's already in the song. We know it's going to work.
Thank you.
You should just keep doing that.
That's exactly what I should do. But sometimes it doesn't end in E. Which is to end.
You got bees and trees.
Anyway.
Love you guys.
Love you.
Bye.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.